This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameo.
And I'm Emma.
And Krishna, once again,
getting that bag.
Yep.
She is at work.
But Emma went to watch The Wicked for Good, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Wicked for Good.
The other day. And I don't know if you've seen it or not, but on the press tour, especially for this the second one, like the sequel, it feels like they're being locked in a dungeon and they're only allowed outside to go to these press tours.
Yeah. Like, if you look at the photos of, like, before, like, mainly the female actors, like, before they started filming the movie and then now, they've, like, shrunk by 50% and their bones are showing, and it's concerning.
Exactly.
I'm concerned.
Like, and it's not just, oh, you're skinny, haha. It's like, no.
It's like frailty.
You're malnourished.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you're not well. And when the first movie came out, do you remember when people like, why are Ariana and Cynthia acting like that?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like they've trauma bonded over something.
Yeah, like something has definitely happened to them. Mm-hmm. Like, why are they crying every 30 seconds? Why is it so serious? Like, why is nobody allowed to say anything to Ariana Grande without Cynthia Erivo being like, oh my God. And people were defending them, being like, you don't know what it's like to be a theater kid. And
yeah, and this is not theater kid behavior.
Exactly. They're like, you don't know what it's like to work on a project you've loved so much and whatever, whatever. No, girl, that's not what's happening. It's something else.
It's something else.
Like, you as a theater kid, I will say.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope that's not what goes
on. No, it's not. We don't take things that seriously.
Exactly. And it's like, if all the other actors are looking fine and it's just you two acting like you've gone through something, that is so concerning.
Mm.
But in the first movie, they, like, brushed it off. But this time, they're even skinnier and even more unwell behaving than the first time.
Did you hear about, like, that Cynthia, like, lost her voice and then Ariana was, like, skipping interviews in solidarity. I was like, you can't do interviews by yourself, girl. What
it's
the
like
hell?
Solidarity of what?
Of what?
Like, I'm sorry, if she has a cold, are you going to go snog her so you can have the cold too? Like, what's going on here?
I don't know. It's odd.
But now, it feels a little less like they've both trauma bonded. Now it just feels like Ariana Grande's age regressing and Cynthia Erivo's her mom.
Mm.
Like, do you get what
curious.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's going to be a really great documentary about this in like 15 years.
Yes. I'm so excited. And it's going to be like Jonathan Bailey being like, I knew there was something wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's so odd.
Like, it's odd.
It's one of the few internet phenomena that I'm like, what the actual hell is happening right now?
Yeah. And but it's not even them. Like, there's other actresses in Hollywood that, like, I've seen, like, the comparisons of them in the past few years, and they've just turned into skeletons.
Yeah, but
and that's not healthy. And it's not even, like, attractive. Like, I don't know why. Like,
no, it's, like, genuinely malnourishment.
Yeah.
And it's, like, with them, it's harder to track because it happens slowly over time and you have no big milestones to be like, oh my God, there's a pattern here.
Yeah.
But with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, there is a clear pattern there. Like, after
there's
the Wicked
before
movie.
And after, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can see when it all started going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in Hollywood? Please, somebody tell me.
I don't know.
This is also related to the Wicked movie, but on a slightly lighter note. You know Lady Gaga's thing about there could be 100 people in a room and 99 people don't believe in you, but wait, you know what I'm talking about.
No.
Oh my God.
But continue.
Lady Gaga has about one good story. Okay, that's biased. I don't know any of her other stories.
Mm-hmm.
She has one repeated story many, many times. I don't know who she is talking about because I'm not I'm chronically online, but not mm-hmm. that much. And she's like, you could have 100 people in a room mm-hmm. and 99 people don't believe in you. It just takes one of them and he is that one. And she yeah. says that in, well, she had a phase of saying that in like every second interview for like 3 years. Mm-hmm. And there's so many clips of her being like, you know what? And she changes it up sometimes. Sometimes she says 1,000 people in a room and 999 don't believe in you. It's like, okay, girl, the ratio is the same. Like, you mm-hmm. mean the same thing.
I think I remember that now. I think it was about that guy that played the Joker in that movie that she did.
Probably, yes.
I think so.
She was like, there could be 100 people in a room, and 99 people don't believe in you, but all it takes is one. But the point of that is, have you seen Michelle Yeoh be like, Madame Morrible, M.M., flip it around, Wicked Witch.
I saw her do it once and I was like, oh, that's a great line. I saw her do it in another interview and I was like, oh, she's doing this a lot.
Yeah, like, I saw it one time as well yeah. and I was like, oh, haha, this is so good. And then I scrolled like 5 videos down and it was a compilation of her doing it as many times as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Like,
just once is enough.
It gives off the same vibe as Lady Gaga only having one story to tell. Yeah. Like, Michelle will mm-hmm. get asked any question.
Any question at all.
Do you feel like you're more Elphaba or more Galindo? She'd be like, I don't know, but did you know that Madame Morrible is MM and you flip it around is Wicked Witch? I saw that on one, like, panel, she literally made somebody... She was, like, fully speaking in the middle of a sentence, and then she remembered that, wait, I can do this! And so I could see, like, the light in her eyes come back.
Oh, my God.
And she gave the mic to the person next to her so yeah. that she could do the hand signals. Yeah. MM, flip it around, Wicked Witch. She's next level.
Mm. Yeah.
Same lady that was the mom in Crazy Rich Asians as well, by the way.
Yeah, everybody's talking about now how she can't sing in the movie. Because, like, in the first Wicked movie, she didn't sing.
No.
And then the second one, she does. And now everybody's just like, oh, God. Not well cast.
To be in a musical, you had to be able to sing.
Yeah, but she had worked with the director before. And he was like, I believe in you. You'll be able to do it. But it's sort of, like, some people are like, it's sort of in character that she's not a good singer. Because she's, like, a fake. And she's, like, got this whole
thing
where she's tricking people.
I don't know that. Maybe you could have just cast a
better singer.
Yeah, like, I understand that you really like her, but sometimes you got to pick a better actor and a better singer.
Yeah. Same thing with, like, you know that movie, like, Emilia Perez? That, like, Spanish one?
No.
Okay, anyway, the, like, lead actress, like... There was this whole thing where the editor used, like, an AI voice technology tool.
Oh.
And it was, like, to, like, improve her vocal register when singing. It's like, maybe you should have just cast someone that can sing better.
Yeah, if it's, like, a musical.
Yeah, that's kind of important, actually.
I hate
read about
AI.
That in media.
Is it because AI sucks?
Yeah.
Yeah,
My whole essay was about AI.
AI should be doing my dishes so that I have time to write the books.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry, but AI shouldn't be writing the books so I have more time to wash the dishes. Like, does that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
AI is supposed to enhance human life, but why is AI making humans do the mundane labor tasks?
Mm-hmm.
Why does AI get to do the fun stuff and I have to sit here and be a loser doing the things that AI can't do? Well, I don't use AI, so AI is fake until your homework's due in an hour, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't use AI like that. Like, I don't make it do my work ever.
Yeah, either.
But, yeah, because we have...
Standards.
And academic integrity and whatnot.
Yes, we do.
But, like, the general use of AI in the society and in the arts and in Hollywood, why is AI doing the fun stuff?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're sitting there doing the hard stuff, like editing what it's already wrote. Mm-hmm. Might as well have just written it yourself.
Exactly.
Like, editing what it's already wrote, like, do the casting and do, like, the slightly more laborious tasks where the whole joy is found in the writing.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that you're letting AI do. Okay, cool, perfect.
you're ruining everything.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about the, like, AI actress, Tilly Norwood?
Yes.
Basically, because I was doing research into it for media, and the lady that created her is like, we don't want, like, oh, what was her quote? She was like, when we said we wanted Tilly to be the next Scarlett Johansson, we meant the Scarlett Johansson of the AI world. And basically,
what?
She wants to, like, create a new genre of films, which it's are AI films, that is separate to, like, what she calls traditional filmmaking. And that made me want to die.
So it's, like, automated animation. Right. Thank
basically,
you. Perfect.
Yeah. And she was like,
ew.
Yeah. And she was like, Tilly's a character that exists in the AI world who's an actress. And I was like, what are you talking about?
The AI world, I'm sorry, but I don't believe in it.
What is this, Ready Player One? Like, get it together.
No, I feel like AI is going to listen to this and kill me in the future, but
yeah,
it's that's a stance.
I feel we're targets on its wall.
Yeah, but that's a stance I'm willing to take. There's a lot more people you should target before us. Come on now, please. Sometimes I've used AI maybe once or twice. Don't kill me yet. But yeah, like, that's not real.
That's not...
Watching videos...
Who wants to watch an AI film? What's not the point?
Not me. It makes me feel empty. Like, you know those videos that are like, which bed would you choose to sleep on? And it's like, jelly bed, cloud bed, meatball bed. Like, you know, and it just shows, like, a person getting into the bed. Or those cutting videos or the spreading videos. Yeah. I understand that those are all satisfying, but do you ever watch them and get, like, a empty, eerie, lonely feeling?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the AI is isolated and it's cold and, like, lonely in that.
Yeah, I don't know why people like it, why they're entertained.
It makes
soulless.
Me, like, physically uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And even though those videos are meant to be, like, cute and haha, like, those AI interviews and stuff that are, like, just supposed to be funny, they're not funny to me. I'm just like, ugh, that's AI.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine watching a whole movie, even though it's so realistic, because, like, those interviews are very realistic.
Yeah.
But imagine watching a whole movie knowing that it's AI.
Yeah.
Sorry, but that's not going to make me feel very good about myself or the industry.
Yeah.
And if they start showing us movies that are AI, but they don't tell us, arguably so much worse,
that's
I'm never
illegal.
Watching a new movie ever again.
Yeah. Should be illegal.
Hollywood is, dare I say, cooked.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it always was. And I feel like every year they're like, can't get any worse than this. Oh, no, just, I lied, it can.
Yeah.
Oh, but it can't get any worse than this. Oh, it just did.
Yeah.
So
that's what's happening to Disney with all their, like, they haven't had a hit in, like, since Encanto.
True.
You know, like, what studio has had so many flops in a row that doesn't get immediately, like, shot in the, like, you know, shot down?
Mm.
Like, I don't know why they make so much money when their newest films are all terrible.
Because of the brand that they created over these, like, 50,000 years. Ugh. Capitalism.
Capitalism.
And they don't just sell movies.
Yeah.
They have rights to so many things.
Yeah. But they should be using their money to make good movies.
They should be using their money to not fund bad things.
Yes, that too.
But we can't have everything, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, the money that you might be using to, you know, like, hurt people, maybe use their money to make some good content and some good movies that we actually would like to watch instead of sorry-looking sequels for things.
Or live-action remakes of films that are less than 10 years old.
Oh, wait. What are they live-acting?
Moana.
Oh, yeah.
It was made in 2016.
That's almost 10
years
old. And
it's most of the live-action film is CGI. So is it really that much? Like, what's the point?
Yeah, like, did we need it that bad? Be for real. Did we need it that bad?
Mm-hmm.
And there's already a Moana 2.
Yes, I know.
We have
They were, like, making Moana 2 and filming the live action of the first one at the same time, and that doesn't make any sense.
We have enough Moana going around for everybody, I think.
Yes.
No need to do any more. I love Moana so much.
Yes.
I loved the second movie.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be watching the live action simply because I don't need it.
Yeah, because even with, like, things like... like the Cinderella remake and then like the Maleficent one, at least they had like sort of different takes on things and like improvements to characters. I'm like, Maleficent was a whole like different point of view.
Oh yeah, I love Maleficent.
Those were interesting.
Yeah.
And like even with Beauty and the Beast, they like sort of gave more personality to the characters. But then these new ones that did doing like Snow White. And now Moana. It's like it's and How to Train Your Dragon. Like it's just like exactly the same film.
Oh yeah.
So what is the point?
Wait, but that's you're actually kind of right. Because what if some people like that the exact same film but just real people?
Why?
Wait, yeah, but what's the point?
What's the point?
I forget. Because my friend, who's like a huge How to Train Your Dragon fan, watched How to Train Your Dragon, and she was really happy that they didn't like butcher the movie, and they were like, "It's basically the same movie, but real people." And I was like, well, "That's so cool!" And then I was like, "Wait, if it's the exact same movie,
just watch the original."
Yeah, like if it's the same movie with the same scenes, with the same songs, with the same dialogue, why? And it's dragons.
Why do we need two different versions of the same movie?
Exactly. And it's literally dragons. We know you didn't find those in the wild. Those are CGI.
Yeah.
If you're going to be CGIing the main characters of the movie, just watch the original, I fear.
Yeah. But I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I have not seen it either. But it's so odd to me how... I don't know, like, movies are such an insane topic because so much is going on in the realm of movies and Hollywood. Like, being an actor must be insane because you don't just make the movie. Then you, like, handle all the press for it and you have to promote it and you have to live with the fact that you were that person for a significant amount of time in your life and there will be people that only recognize you as that person forever.
Yeah.
Like, I bet the actor for Professor Umbridge is, like, hated.
Yeah.
Because she's just annoying to me. I don't know. I can't think of any other annoying real-life characters. But people probably go up to them and are like, ew, I hate you. Like, you remind me of someone evil.
Yeah. That must suck.
It's all in the job, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you
get
money. At least
you get paid.
Exactly. I know people say being an actor is hard, but if acting was the only part of the job, I might have, like, I would have, that might have been my dream career.
Yeah.
If all you had to do is act.
Yeah.
But then you think about, like, the stunts and the practice and the learning the lines and the press tour and the fame and the paparazzi and the business deals and the photos and the appearances.
It's a lot.
Yeah, like, it's actually too much for me.
Mm.
If you could be famous for one thing, what would it be?
Probably, like, directing.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, that's, like, still you have the, like, fame and the notoriety, but then less, like, public stuff.
Like Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
Mm. I like that. Mm. I like that a lot.
What would you want to be famous for?
I always, as if I've ever been asked this question before in my life, I was going to say, I always say sports, like for some sort of sport.
Oh, yeah.
But then I'm like, I am so bad at sport, first of all. Like, that's not something I enjoy so much. And also, I feel like being a sports person is even worse than being an actor. Because being an actor, you're sort of protected by the film. You know what I mean? If you're bad at the sport that you do.
Yeah, if you're bad in the film, you can sort of blame it on the director or the editor.
You
but
can
like,
blame
this,
it on
sports. It's just you, I fear.
Yeah, like sports, you just suck.
It's
like,
just you
sorry.
And that ball, I fear.
Yeah, like it's you and the stick, or you and the ball, you and the bat. Like,
yeah,
you just suck personally.
Yeah,
Formula One is very different though, because it's like you might be great,
a whole brand sort of thing.
Yeah, like it's a whole brand, and you might be great, but your car might suck. You
right.
Know? Like, Lewis Hamilton, 7-time world champion, doesn't just suck now because his car is so slow. Like, that's not his fault, you know what I mean? Mm. It is a sport and they are athletes, but it's a little different there.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, football,
yeah.
If you're a horrible footballer, that's on you,
yeah,
mate.
If you're a terrible goalie, get out. Like,
yeah, like, that's fully your fault. And if you're bad,
it's your one job.
Then all the fans of that team will be like, freaking sack this guy, bro.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Nobody wants him.
So I take that back.
Yeah, maybe not.
Not like to be famous for a sport. I don't know what I'd like to be famous for.
Like an invention or something.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to be famous for, like, one singular thing that I did. Like,
yeah.
Because then people would forget about me and I'd be able to live, like, a normal life but still have a lot of money, you know
true,
what I mean?
True, yeah.
Whereas if you constantly have to do stuff, you're always going to be in the public eye.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a director, you're constantly on the clock.
Yeah.
Like, and if you become really famous, like, oh, but Christopher Nolan is an actor, too. But I love his, like, yeah. the movies he's directed. But if you become a good enough director or a more well-known director, if you've done enough movies or whatever, you're on the same status as a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, you still have to do all the press tours and you still, like...
Yeah, true.
You're just... arguably, you are more busy...
Than the actors.
Than the actors.
Yep.
And then the actors will blame their bad acting on you.
Yeah. That's why you have to cast good people.
Yeah. Who can sing? If needed.
Yeah.
If it's a musical...
Cast people that can sing first before
yeah.
you go for your friends.
Yeah.
Or for looks. Okay.
Thoroughly, thoroughly agree. If you watch Emma's movies and the person can't sing, just know they're not her friend either. She won't be doing all that.
Yeah. I will not be doing favoritism. Trust.
Exactly. If I see anyone you know in a movie, I'm going to be like, oh, no. Sorry, this she didn't keep
unless they're really good.
Unless. We'll see when the time comes.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe I just would like to be famous for...
Just one thing.
Inventing something one time or...
Mm.
Yeah, like maybe a device that already exists, I'll add a feature to it that's like the best feature ever and everyone
yeah.
will thank me online for a good 2 months and then everyone will forget, but every time they use the feature, I get money, so...
Mm.
Light work, easy.
Yeah. Boom.
First, I got to come up with something, though, so...
True.
I think I'll need some time to get there, but we'll get there one day in the end. What do you think Krishna would like to be famous for?
Maybe...
I think I know, actually.
What do you think?
Well, either dance...
Yeah.
Or being a wag. Like, I think instead of her being famous, I think she'd just like to be slightly well-known... And mysterious.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I think if there was, like, a candid photo of her that was, like... Everybody was like, oh, my gosh, she's so pretty. And then I just, like, used her photo for everything.
Oh, true. Oh, model. A model.
Yeah. Just, like, a one-time model. Just,
yeah.
like, one really good photo that was everywhere.
Yeah, and it's just, like... You know the photo of the most beautiful girl in the world? Like, the little... It's, I think she was, like, a little Ukrainian girl with brown hair and blue eyes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Just like she is the most beautiful girl in the world. Never seen her again after that. But
yeah.
I'm sure she knows deep down in her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I think she'd like to be scouted off the street
yeah.
or in a random
yeah.
event. Just like, wow, you need to model for us. And she'll model one time and be like, okay, bye, guys.
That was enough for me.
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry.
I have things to do.
Yeah, like, I'm going back to my career now. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. I think.
I see it.
I think that would be it. What would... Well, I know my answer. I don't want to be an actor. But what's something that other people might think would be amazing, like, you know, being an actor, that involves fame that you just think is horrible?
Probably, like, I don't know, like being an influencer. I don't know. Stay
Wait.
Away from that.
But, okay, yeah. I feel like all influencers are bad in one way or another. Like, even... I can't even think of an influencer that I like.
Yeah.
But all influencers, even ones that I enjoy, I just... The vibes are not nice.
Mm. Yeah. Even, like, a politician. I don't know. I just get hated on all the time.
Oh, but politicians aren't...
Because then you get hated on by, like... You can't please everybody, so someone's always hating on you.
True.
If you're a politician.
But politicians aren't celebrities.
That's true. But they're still well-known people.
Yeah, the careers involve fame, so I
yeah.
guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you might have won with that politician. I can't think of anything worse than being a politician.
Yeah.
What is... Okay, kind of unrelated. What is one career... That you think everybody in that career is a little off and weird?
Oh, That's an interesting question. Anybody that's like does tech stuff? I don't know. So there's just like a superiority complex.
So you think I'm weird?
Wait, but no, I get it. I kind of get
no,
it.
No, it's like American tech people, you know?
Oh, yeah, like Silicon Valley.
It's like, I work for Google. And it's like, okay, then make my Google searches better, okay?
Yeah, like, I work for Google. Do you clean the bathroom floor? Be more specific.
Be more specific. I don't know. What do you think?
I was going to say people who, like, work for celebrities.
Right.
Or, like, work in a place where they see celebrities a lot.
Right.
Because it's like, no, girl, you just work at the grocery store in a rich neighborhood. They'll be like, yeah, but, like, I saw LeBron James's assistant yesterday. Like, yes, you did. But where was it? At the grocery store near your house?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Because I went to America, well, literally one time while I was conscious.
Yeah.
And I met, like, so many people that were, like, friends of my cousins who were in those sort of jobs.
Right.
And it wasn't, like, amazing, amazing jobs, but they met amazing, amazing people.
Right.
And it was like, you have such a normal job. You have no need to be, you know, hating on other people right
yeah.
now. Like, it's not that serious. Like, oh, you work at, like, Brandy Melville in the local mall. I also work at Brandy Melville, but in the cool one where I see rich and famous people.
Oh my gosh.
You have the exact same job and you get paid the exact same salary. Like, it's not that serious.
Mm.
But I think people who see a lot of famous people think they're famous somehow.
Mm.
And it's
That's
just really
weird.
Annoying.
Yeah.
I think we both just deduced American people.
Yeah.
They are annoying.
Yeah.
But I feel bad saying that, but it low-key might be true. I don't hate you, Americans, but there's just something about you.
It's a vibe there that I don't mess with.
Exactly. On this really negative note about Americans, I think we'll leave you to sit with that a little bit.
I like some Americans, okay?
Me too. My family is American. I like you guys a little. Had to backtrack real
a
quick.
A little?
I like you guys full stop. Just disregard everything I said before that. But before I dig myself a deeper hole, this is Samaya
and Emma
over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.